This is Zach Rogo reading a poem called Josephine Baker in Her Dressing Room at the Folies Bergères, 1927. It's about the African-American entertainer Josephine Baker, who fled this country in the 20s to escape racism. Well, Lila Harris, ain't seen you since 43rd Street. What brings you to La France, honey? My number's on in a minute, but we can yak a little while I put on my face. Remember how they stuck me at the tail of that long, long chorus line in New York? Last sure was first that time, wasn't it? I just made such a spectacle of myself, slipping my hips all over and crossing my eyes till they practically switched places. I needed to steal that show better than an empty lotter needs a stick of butter, 'cause there wasn't no way I was going back to wiping floors in St. Louis, no ma'am. Used to dry those floors by wrapping a rag round each foot and dancing them dry. Started there 8 years old, peeling and grating and rolling out crusts. Know what they call me here? La Baker, like I was the Eiffel Tower or something. And see these? One day's fan mail, 117 love letters and 8 men asking all s'il vous plaît, can they have my hand? Stroke this sable. I ain't eating no more scraps. Best thing I ever did was jump that boat and go, leaving no forwarding address for Mr. Jim Crow. I wonder, could this someday happen in St. Louis? I see you looking at my banana skirt with the rhinestones. If the no-blouse jungle routine is what I gotta do to dance, that's what they gonna get. But let me tell you, I watched them boys come bopping into the club with one leg left in the wall. Now that there was a jungle, and it wasn't no Africa. You like any of those shawls hanging up, Lila, you just help yourself. 'Cause I got more at home than I could wear on a nippy night in Greenland. Go ahead and take in the show from the wings. I can make 'em laugh. I can get 'em hot. And when they're on the second bottle of the bubbly stuff, I sneaks up and croon something that makes 'em cry in French. Oh, you gonna see a shimmy girl like nobody done since they wrote the Bible.